Faculty at Eastern Kentucky University are finding ways to connect with students known as Generation Z. The Gen Zers are sometimes referred to as digital natives. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. On a recent Tuesday at EKU, Tanner Gillespie, wearing a plaid shirt and sitting in the third row of Dr. Beth Poland's class, is taking detailed notes for an upcoming exam.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how ready are you for the final exam?
Tanner's using a pen and notebook rather than a computer or his phone to take notes because Dr. Poland insists. Tanner says when he's not in class, he's looking at his phone a lot.
Outside of the classroom setting, just casually or through work, I'm probably on my phone, I'd have to say 30 or 40 times an hour. Talking about a day, I'd say I probably look at my phone 700-800 times.
The 21-year-old is part of Generation Z, people born from 1995 to 2010. This generation spans most of an entire educational system. The Generation Zers characterize themselves as loyal, responsible, and determined, according to Dr. Corey C. Miller, generational researcher, associate professor at Wright State University, and author of four books about Generation Z.
This is the first generation that has grown up where, before they were even born, they had a digital footprint.
C. Miller says these post-recession kids are financially moderate to conservative about money. She says a vast majority of them are socially liberal.
Very supportive of things around the environment, climate change, same-sex marriage.
In order to educate and graduate this post-millennial generation, C. Miller believes it's important to understand the characteristics, perspectives, and styles of these students. Professors at EKU are taking steps to connect with this group, who are shaped by technology where all information is a click away.
You've got to have students engaged in the learning, and when they're not engaged with you and they give you these blank stares and just sit there, you know you're not doing something right pedagogically in structuring techniques.
That's Dr. Shirley O'Brien, coordinator of the Faculty Innovator Program at EKU, the team making sure faculty members are using best practices in academics. O'Brien says educators have to do self-evaluation and consider a learner's perspective.
I think one of the things personally that I've changed is my assignments have to be clear. The students have to see the logic behind what I'm doing. They want to have meaning in what they do. They're really about being, doing, becoming.
She says faculty have to have technological skills. EKU Gen Z students Marissa Puckett, Tanner Gillespie, and Madison Lipscomb think the faculty's efforts are paying off.
I definitely notice a lot of older professors trying to incorporate more technology.
In one of my classes, we do simulations online. It's like real-world applications, real-world case scenarios that you may be in a position as a manager one day.
Definitely like the use of Blackboard has helped immensely. Just using those non-traditional methods of teaching has definitely paid off.
26-year-old EKU student Megan Wilson is technically a millennial, but is herself altruistic, entrepreneurial, and technologically skilled, all characteristics researchers attribute to Gen Z.
I think the main thing is that a lot of the stereotypes around Generation Z, a lot of them are negative, and I think we need to look at the positives of it.
There are strengths and weaknesses with every generation, says assistant professor of management at EKU, Dr. Beth Poland. She says this generation tends to trade accuracy for speed since they communicate more through social media. Some people see continuous engagement with social media as a weakness.
The way this translates into a strength is they want to be involved. You know, every generation has its big world problems that have to be solved. That's nothing new to Gen Z. They don't want to miss out on being part of the solution.
Poland uses technology in her classroom, such as apps that allow instant polling and online simulations. But she also enlists a few non-negotiables, like taking notes with paper and pencil, not a computer.
We know that learning occurs best, the critical thinking and the debate and the communication. That doesn't always happen across a computer. That happens face-to-face across a table, too.
Executive Vice President of the student body at EKU, 20-year-old Madison Lipscomb, thinks her generation will impact the world differently than other generations.
I've seen emerging leaders within my generation. We're the ones that are going out and getting things done. I'm not saying that the other generations aren't, but like I've said, we'll push back from things. So very, very resilient leaders, I think, are coming out of our generation.
The impact of Gen Z on Kentucky moving forward is hard to predict. But according to Amam Martin, epidemiologist with Kentucky's Office of Vital Statistics, there are 861,992 Kentuckians born between 1995 and 2010. In Richmond, I'm Sherry Lawson.